Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Earlier in the day, we had the story about the teacher who decided the ugly 28-year-old home porn star OnlyFans who decided she wanted to have sex in the classroom on one of the kids' desks and video it. We have another idiot teacher. This is from some school. I think it might be Texas. Who decided that he was going to be totally honest with his students. Audio check, video check. This is messed up.
Pflugerville ISD middle school teacher is now on administrative leave while investigators...
He is now fired, by the way. This all broke late last week.
District leaders investigate a video of him making racist comments to students.
KBU's Jenny Lee is here to walk us through the video and how the district is now responding this afternoon. Hi, Jenny.
Hi there, guys. Brian and Ashley, in just a minute, we are going to play the video that was sent to us in its entirety. The Pflugerville ISD superintendent says this video was recorded earlier this week during an advisory class at Bowles Middle School. The district has not released the names of the teacher or their students involved or why this conversation was happening in the first place. Now, Superintendent Douglas Killian said the conversation was inappropriate, inaccurate, and unacceptable. Here's the video.
Okay, so before we get to this, it's just remarkable that any teacher, first of all, would discuss something like this, the way they discussed it, and then knowing full well that there's cameras on you, that all of the other kids are shooting video, and they're not hiding it. They're like, hey, I'm recording this. I'm going to actually take some of the words and read them out loud because it's hard to hear. Student says, I just think that's wild.
I'm ethnocentric, which means I think my race is the superior one.
Deep down in my heart, teacher says, I am ethnocentric, which means I think my race is the superior one. These are eighth graders.
Oh.
So right away, all the kids are like, oh, so you're a racist. He just said, I think my race is the superior one. At that moment, he actually lost his job. So they're trying to bust his balls, and he says, wait, no, let me finish.
So white is better than all.
Student, white is better than all. Teacher, no, let me finish. Well, no, that's what you said.
No, let me finish. I think everybody thinks that. They're just not honest about it.
I think everybody thinks that. They're just not honest about it. Kid says, hey, I'm not racist, though. I like all types of kinds.
I'm not racist, though. I like all types of kinds.
Did I say I don't like people?
Keep going.
Wait, so you said you are what? You are racist?
You're saying you're like, you're racist?
I think everybody's a racist at that level.
No,
They said, do you think you're a racist? I think everybody's a racist. Student says, no, but you said you are a racist.
You said you are a racist.
I did. I'm trying to be honest.
If I'm going to be honest with you, and then he says, no, I'm not saying it again. I said it enough.
No, I'm not saying it again. I said it enough.
So you're racist.
I think I'm sorry. I'm telling you something.
Yes, you
did. I had your phone up.
I had your phone up. I had your phone up. For a while, but like,
I'm
bringing
your phone up.
I had a little more respect for you.
Kid, I love that. Kid says, I respected you for a while, but now I don't have any more respect for you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Yeah, sir. I don't think I got respect for him no more, bro.
You know, you should have more respect because I'm honest.
You should have more respect because I'm honest. And the kid says, no, not at all.
Oh, not at all.
This part of the statement was sent by Superintendent Killian. Quote, this type of interaction will not be tolerated in PFISD schools. Staff checked in with students today. Our counselors and...
That thing is... So they're firing him. You see... They should have left him in there and then, you know, basically tip off some of the other students. Say, look, you know, if you guys gang up and beat the shit out of this old fucking racist, it's going to work out for you. Don't fire him. Let us keep him on and give that guy a good ass kick, a good ass kicking.
Are always available.
I can't even talk.
Well, if your students... Your student, rather, wants to discuss the situation further, end quote. Now, the district says the teacher was immediately placed on administrative leave, and they will continue to investigate. Again, we don't know what the class discussed prior to this video being recorded or...
Doesn't matter.
After, we only know what's in this video. We, of course, will continue pushing for more answers. But I did want to point...
Now, this is a person who probably, I mean, plenty of education, maybe even master's education as... He looks to be about my age. Years of experiences lead him down the road of he should know better. So what the fuck is wrong with people?
Out the definition of ethnocentric, according to Merriam-Webster. I printed this out for everybody.
Yeah, we know. Just read it.
It is the attitude that one's own group, ethnicity, or nationality is superior to others. No. Clarification.
Look at this dude in the middle.
I think it's clear to say up front, we don't know a lot that went on in that classroom prior to...
This is rare that they're actually discussing this on the news. Typically, they don't give news people the leeway to break it down like this.
After we do know what was said. We heard it clear as day what was said there, so I can understand why the actions have been taken by the district.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day...
He's a racist.
Doesn't matter what you were discussing, it's just not okay to tell middle school children I'm racist.
Essentially, yeah.
And that I believe a race is superior to, and I think that's clear and obviously what the district will be looking more into.
The investigation continues.
Thank you, Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jenny, for reporting on this dumb fuck. People are so stupid. I don't know how the fuck this happens. My God. Unbelievable. Let's see here. Chris says, who cares? LOL. What context would make that okay? Yeah, I like how the guy was, we don't know context. And she's a context might matter here. I don't think it does. Holy shit. So stupid.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.